T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We are glad to have you along for the ride. 3 hours of sports talk greatness coming your way starting right this very second. Busy day on the broadcast today. We'll put the 2020-2021 NCAA football season in the rearview mirror. The Alabama Crimson Tide have done it again, and they left no room for discussion on the field last night. We're obviously going to break down the demolition job they pulled on the Buckeyes of Ohio State here in just a minute. NFL divisional round just around the corner. It's not too early in the week to give you our initial preview of the weekend upcoming. We've also got some news out of the world of golf and everywhere else. It's going to be a busy day on the program. But before we do anything else, back to the network studio, sitting in the chair, the command chair, the James T. Kirk seat of honor, pushing the buttons, switching the switches. Lonzo, how you doing, buddy?
I got to turn that up in order for that work. You know, everyone who's concerned about me, I'm fine. I'm fine. After that beat down last night, we're good.
But are you, though?
I am. And had this discussion with my wife, who was all over social media last night rooting for the Buckeyes. She's a big Buckeyes fan. It's like, you know what? We beat Clemson. We shut those people up. Yeah, we lost this game, but we beat Clemson. And that's just still a great feeling. And in the end, my team lost. I could be one of those people who had a stepladder on standby. If you listened to yesterday's show, you know what that's all about. But that's not me. You know, into the fourth quarter, I moved the game onto my secondary screen and started playing a game while watching it. So, I'm not that guy. I'm not going to shed tears when my team loses. I'm not going to be mad and lash out at everybody irrationally. I'm not going to say, oh yeah, but we did this, but we did this. I know I started with the we beat Clemson thing, but that's just to rib the Clemson fans. What a game. Going into it, we thought that Alabama, we talked about Alabama being the number one team all year long, and they proved it. They absolutely did. They did what they needed to do on the field. There are a lot of things that went wrong for Ohio State really early on, like on the first play. And, they competed for a quarter. It was really good in the first quarter.
Yeah. I mean, you were looking at a tie ball game earlier. I was live tweeting that game last night on our Twitter account at ESPN Upstate. Give that a follow. And if you did not get a chance to follow along with us last night, you can go back and read through my tweets in real time, as that game will likely inevitably be replayed dozens of times now that it is officially the off season. So go to twitter.com/ESPN Upstate, toss us a follow there, and you can read through my thoughts as the game progressed. But yeah, I thought the same thing, and we'll go ahead and jump straight into the lunch breakdown. The three things you have to know before you go talk sports around the water cooler with your friends, family, coworker, or the dog, whoever you spend your lunch break with. And, Nick Saban reminds me of one particular Marvel villain, Zoe, a fistful of jewels on one hand, and of course, he is inevitable. Nick Saban, maybe there's an argument to be made. I don't necessarily know if I agree with it, but maybe Nick Saban's best team at the University of Alabama to date. You're looking at a minimum of 5, maybe 6 first round NFL draft picks on the field for that team last night. And even when their big-name guys are getting hurt, Devontae Smith, Heisman Trophy winner, if I told you that he was going to finish that game with 12 catches for 215 yards and three touchdowns, you'd have thought that was a pretty spectacular game. He did that in the first half before he had to leave early in the third quarter with a dislocated finger, one that Nick Saban said if they were desperate, they probably could have found a way to pop it in, tape it up, and get him back on the field. But it was Alabama's decision not to play him any further unless it just absolutely became needed. He came back out and watched the fourth quarter with his team in street clothes.
Hey, real quick, you know it's bad when he wouldn't look at it?
Yo, yeah.
He just kept his head turned the entire time. And
yeah, he's like, walking off the field with a towel covering it. And Nick Saban even went on to say, with most dislocated fingers, you know, it's just a matter of popping it back into the joint, and it's going to hurt for a while, but there's nothing wrong with it. You just got to play through the pain. Devontae, clearly, it was not just a regularly dislocated finger. He would not look at that thing. He had it covered up with a towel when he was walking from the locker room or from the sideline to the locker room, had it covered up with a towel again when he was walking from the locker room to the medical facility there in the stadium. And then when he came back out onto the field in street clothes, he had that thing taped up as if it was a shattered finger. There was no way he was coming back. But again, you got to put some respect on the young man named Lonzo. 215 yards and three touchdowns in the first half for Alabama. And by the way, one of only two players in that game that had three touchdowns. Najee Harris had a couple of totes on the ground into pay dirt and also came up with a pretty spectacular catch, run, and dive into the end zone for a third touchdown. Hurts and Smith both Harris, Najee Harris, and I was saying that because Jalen Hurts was just on my TV. He apparently was in the locker room with Alabama after the game last night. Najee Harris and Devontae Smith both with three touchdowns in that game. And look, when it came down to it, and I know a lot of people, when you say this about some teams, they kind of take it personally even after an L. But last night, I think, Zoe, even you as a Buckeye fan have to admit, yeah, the Alabama Crimson Tide were undeniable last night. They were just that good.
Yeah, they were. They were obviously the better team. And talk about Najee Harris, man. How many times did Buckeye players hit him and not take him down?
Most of them.
Yeah. That guy's going to be good in the NFL.
Yeah, he's ready, man. He's very much he's kind of an image of a young man who won the Heisman at that same position for Alabama a few years ago, and Mark Ingram kind of has that same build and that same running style, but he might be more versatile. I mean, I remember in the third quarter, Mac Jones finds him out of the backfield on a little swing route. So he catches the ball, hits him in the hands, it pops up. He takes an absolute blast from one of the Ohio State linebackers. I mean, this guy gave everything he had into the hit. Not only did Najee Harris not go down, but he absorbed the hit, still caught the football that was bobbling in the air, and pushed it down inside past where the tackle was. He didn't ultimately get in, but it ended up being a net gain of a yard on a play that most mortal men would have been knocked backwards 5 yards on the field and into the shadow realm in spirit. Najee Harris took it like it was nothing at all, still concentrated enough to catch the football and gain a positive yard out of the play. I mean, we talked about Devontae and how good he was in the first half before he got knocked out, but Najee Harris last night was the glue that held that team together. If they needed 2 yards or fewer to get a first down, how many third and fourth down conversions did Alabama have in that game? I mean, it's like every time they had shorter than two to go, it didn't matter where they were on the field. They went ahead and just gave it to Najee Harris and let him get him. I know Devontae, and probably rightly so, ended up being your game MVP last night. 12 catches, 215, and three touchdowns in just one half. Who the hell knows what he would have done had he been healthy for the full game. But Najee Harris, to me, was the critical piece in Alabama's offense last night. There was nothing the Buckeyes could do to stop that guy.
Yeah, you know what you got to do, and this is hard for a lot of people to do. I mean, fan is short for fanatic. You put your fandom aside, and you look and go, wow. That's an amazing play. That's an amazing player. It was cool to see how good these guys are, even though they were beating up on my team. And I respect that. And going into it, I was nervous about it. And I mean, you were right. You picked it. I did not. And even when I said when I picked the Buckeyes to win, I think everyone knows that I didn't entirely believe it because of how good Alabama is. And year in, year out, this is what Alabama does. They do. And Nick Saban, you're watching the greatest college football coach of all time.
Yeah, I think you can put that in the record books at this point. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. I had some high praise for Coach Saban yesterday in the fact that he might be better at adapting to the game year after year than any other coach in football. You know, I put Ryan Day up in that category. To me, it's Nick Saban at 1A. And tell me if anybody deserves to move up or down here, Lonzo. Yesterday, going into the show, when we talked about this, I had Nick Saban in a category all his own atop the college football power rankings of head coaches. It's Nick Saban number one, and everybody else is looking up. I had yesterday Dabo Swinney and Ryan Day both at that 2-2A slide, but after yesterday, I don't know if I knock Ryan Day down to a clear third. Remember, Dabo Swinney's 2-1 against Nick Saban in national championship games. Ryan Day is not. So there's part of me that thinks I drop Ryan Day down from 2 to 3 and let Dabo have number 2 all to his lonesome right now. But on the flip side, I kind of am trying to gauge, man, he was coaching the guy that's the clear number 1, who was coaching arguably his best team assembled yet. And I'm not talking about that from a knee-jerk reaction of they blew a team out in the national champ. I'm talking about on-the-field talent. You're looking at 5, at least 6, maybe 7 first-round NFL picks on that roster talent-wise. This might have been his best team ever. Where do you put Ryan Day, Dabo Swinney, and Nick Saban in the coaching power rankings as of today after what we saw last night?
Well, even before last night, I still would have put Ryan Day at number 3. And I know it's hard to believe, but he hasn't coached long enough. Dabo's got some championships under his belt. He's got a ton of winning seasons under his belt. Not at the beginning, but you know, the latter part of his career so far has been nothing but winning seasons year after year. Ryan Day has only been a head coach for, what, 2 years? So, I mean, he's got to get some more time. We could revisit this 5 years from now, and it might be a totally different story if he's still there.
Yeah, but he's got to start finishing seasons. Really?
I mean, this is only his second season, and he's in the national championship game. I mean, there's one champion. Every other team's a loser. That's how that works. So, I mean, not bad for the kind of season they had with COVID, only getting to play half their games, all that kind of stuff. My hat's off to him. I think he did a great job. He's not quite to Dabo's level yet, but he might be in time.
Yeah, we're going to find out. And by the way, when we come back here in just a second, look, for those of you who think the reign of Alabama is over, for those of you who think that at some point the bottom's got to drop out for the Crimson Tide, I got news for you. Now, the good news is that Ohio State and Clemson are keeping right up with Nick Saban in this ranking that I think is a pretty good indicator of things to come. But the Nick Saban era is in its prime, not on the way down. And I've got one ranking that's going to prove that when we come back here in just a minute from right now. We're going to make the other two items on the lunch breakdown because obviously our national championship game is the talk of the town today. So we've got plenty more to get to.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm not a big recruiting guy, Lonzo. I mean, I follow it to some degree. I know it is the lifeblood of college football. Most college coaches will tell you that it is the most important element of running a successful franchise. And of course, if you look down the recruiting rankings, the teams that had success this year are the teams that you find at the top of 2 year and 3 year ago recruiting rankings. I know they're important, but I don't really get super hot and bothered by them, especially now that the transfer portal has become such a huge part of the NCAA's player movement. There are some teams that get their money's worth out of transfers and out of JUCO step-ups before they get it out of actual high school recruiting. That being said, Alabama is in the process of perhaps not just signing the number one recruiting class for the 2021 season, but on top of that, is in the process of signing what might be considered one of the best recruiting classes of all time. I want to go back just a couple of years. Let's go back to 2017. That gives the guys that were recruited in 2017 enough time to develop and be part of the starting rotation in last night's Alabama game. If you go back to the 2017 recruiting rankings, here are the teams that you find in the top five. Alabama, Ohio State, number one, number two. Georgia, USC, and Michigan are three, four, and five. Now, Georgia had a good season. USC certainly looked on the up and up in the Pac-14. Michigan was the only one out of the top five that didn't really look great. A surprise number six, and by the way, these ratings are coming from 24/7 Sports. 247sports.com is where I go for my compilations. Follow a number of recruiting sites. Again, I don't get all hot and bothered by it, but it is something you got to keep an eye on. Number six was Florida State in that group. So out of the top seven, Alabama and Ohio State this year were national championship contenders. Georgia got it handed to him by a couple of teams out of the SEC, but had a good squad. USC looked better. Michigan is Michigan. And, of course, we all know how things have been pointed for Ohio State. Let's go to 2018 in our recruiting rankings. We go to 2018, and here are your top five. Number one, Georgia. Number two, again, Ohio State. Texas, USC, and Alabama round out your number five. So there's your two national championship contenders in 2018. Let's go to 2019. Alabama number one, Georgia two, Texas three, A&M four, LSU five. You have to go all the way down to number 14 to find Ohio State in the 2019 rankings, which will make next year the year where most of those recruits will see the field for the first time really interesting. 2020 rankings, last year's rankings, Georgia 1, Alabama 2. This time, you got to drop even further down you have to jump back up to find the Ohio State Buckeyes at number 5. But again, your national championship contenders are right there in the mix. By the way, if you want to go back to 2018, let's talk Clemson. Let's put them in the mix as they were obviously the other team that was suited for a national championship this year. Number 7 back in 2018 were the Clemson Tigers. In the year 2019, Clemson, top 10, just squeaked inside at number 10. And in last year's rankings, the 2020 rankings, Clemson was number 3. So now we look at 2021, the recruiting class that's going to be signed in a tick under a month from now on our February signing day. Who do we find in the top 5? Number 1, Alabama. Number 2, Ohio State. Number 3, Georgia. Number 4, Clemson. Number 5, surprisingly, LSU. Oregon 6, A&M 7, SC 8, Notre Dame 9, and Oklahoma at number 10. But why am I so high on this recruiting class for the University of Alabama? Here's why. If you put together on the 24/7 points system, now every recruit gets a certain amount of points based on their grade, the number of stars, et cetera, et cetera. If you go back all the way again to that 2018 rating, here are the top points for the number one recruiting class every year. Back in 2018, let's add one more year. Let's go back to 2017. In 2017, Alabama had the number one recruiting class. They had 6 5 stars, 18 4 stars, an average, a point value of 323.87. You go to 2018, Georgia, 7 5 stars, 15 4 stars, 323 points in 2018. In 2019, Alabama again, number 1, 3 5 stars, 23 4 stars, a point value of 317. And last year, Georgia, number 1 team in the country in recruiting, 25 commits, 4 5 stars, 15 4 stars, a score of 313.16. If you go to 2021, Alabama has 323.66 points. It is one of the highest point. And again, I know it's speculative. I know it is subjective. If you check other ranking sites, they may not have it based out the same way. But so far, from my money, 24/7 Sports is the recruiting service that I listen to and look at the most. This recruiting class is one of the best ranked of all time, both in terms of the number of commits at 26, the number of 5 stars at 7. It is a special, special class if you get 7 5-star recruits in there. Oh, and by the way, 7 5-stars, which is more than anybody else in college football, and 15 4-stars. There are only 2 other teams that are in the mix. Oregon got 16 4-stars, and LSU also got 15. Here's what I'm saying. When we talk about Nick Saban, when we talk about Dabo Swinney, when we talk about Ryan Day, when we talk about Kirby Smart, and these are the 4 guys right now that seem to be recruiting as well, if not better, than everybody else in college football, even on the recruiting trail, Nick Saban the last couple of years has been getting the best of everybody. And the reason I brought this up, Zoe, is last night when I laid my sweet little head down to bed to try to get some good rest for this morning show, afternoon show. I know my sleep schedule's all screwed up. And I'm flipping around the social media one last time before I call it a night to see if there's any breaking news I need to know about before we talk about the show today. All I saw was people talking about, well, you know, it's Nick Saban and it's unfair to call him the best of all time. And it's not time yet. And, you know, he just beat Bear Bryant. And, you know, I don't see how you don't. The guy is winning in every aspect of the game of football. And that includes out on the recruiting trail where he is absolutely smoking it right now. I'll just say this, Lonzo, the reign of terror is not over. And if the Dabos and the Ryan Days of the world absolutely want to keep up with Nick Saban, they're going to have to figure out how to go beat him on the recruiting trail too. Because when he's putting teams together that have 6 and 7 NFL first round draft picks on the field at the same time, I don't know if you could have the greatest, you could have the greatest collaboration of coaches of all time working together. Nick Saban could just out-talent you more often than not.
I agree. You know what? And we get those same complaints year after year, especially this year, about it seems like it's the same two or three teams in the playoff every year. We need to expand. Well, we can expand all we want, and I would like to see expansion just because I think it would be entertaining. But still, the same top three or four teams are going to be there because the best players want to go to the best team. The best players want to go where they can, where it's a gateway into the NFL, because that's the pinnacle. That's where they want to go. They want to go make their living playing in the NFL. And of course, they're going to go somewhere where they're winning national championships, where they have arguably the best coach of all time, and, you know, the spotlight of the SEC and being the best in the SEC. So this isn't going to stop anytime soon. As long as Nick Saban's there, this is how things are going to be.
Yeah, it's 100% true. And again, I that's not to take away from the work that's being done by Dabo Swinney, by Ryan Day, etc. I mean, I think the most unfortunate thing for those guys is that they're coaching in a world which still has Nick Saban to contend with. You know, if Nick Saban decided today, you know what, that was a good run, I'll never top that team, I'm happy with where I am, I'm happy with where we've gone, I'm happy with where we're going, I'm going to go ahead and go home, call it a career, and spend some time with Miss Terry, that would be the best possible thing to happen for the rest of these coaches. But the fact that he is absolutely smoking it right now on the recruiting trail, and nobody seems really capable of even keeping up at this point, again, I just don't see the reign of terror of the Mad Titan Nick Saban ending at any point in the very near future. 844-GSP, ESPN's the number, 844-477-3776 is the way to go to be a part of the program. Certainly wants your input today. So now that we're here, now that we've got our national champion crown, our recruiting rankings are shaping up for next season. I'm going to ask you Clemson fans. I'm going to ask you South Carolina fans. It is the off season. What do you want to see accomplished? What is your goal? What goals would you like to see met by Clemson? What goals would you like to see met by the South Carolina? We are throwing that down right now. That's your question for the day. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us at 71307, 71307. Start your text with ESPN. A couple of texts that have come in so far this morning. ESPN, Rob, I predicted Alabama 45 and Ohio State 28 yesterday on your show. Pretty close. I'm kind of concerned and I'm curious to find out the state of Lonzo's TV. Does it need a proper burial today?
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Which one? I mean, you know, I've got several nice TVs.
So here's the thing.
They're all pristine because I am not that guy.
You know, I spent an unhealthy amount of time.
I also have a security system, so don't come to my house trying to steal my nice TVs.
I spent an unhealthy amount of time thinking about guy who destroys his TV yesterday. And I think the only games that warrant a, not that any games warrant a destroyed TV, but the only guys that the only time, the only games that warrant a destroyed TV are when your team is a big time favorite, right? Like if you went into that game an 8.5 point dog and you lost by 20, it kind of is what it is. It's the other way around. If you go into that game and you're a 20-point favorite and you lose to an underdog, that's when the TV destruction time starts. That was the situation with Pittsburgh and Cleveland this weekend. I don't think any Ohio State fans are cranking their TVs out of a window because they lost to Nick Saban in a national championship game. If that was the case, there would be a lot of teams over the past 25 years that would have chunked their TVs out of windows.
I got to say, another better angle for the destroying the TV thing, let's say you're in a situation where you're wanting to upgrade, but your significant other isn't having any of it, but they understand the passion for your team. I'm not suggesting you do this, but because they know you get pretty angry about it, you take out the TV, next thing you know, well, you know, baby, we got to get a new TV now. You upgrade. There you go.
I suspect that if you went, honey, I made a slight oopsie. I put a stepladder through the screen of the television. Time to upgrade. She's either going to say no, or he's going to say, I've seen a couple of ladies take some anger out on the TV. Your significant other is either going to say no, or your significant other is going to say, fine, we can get a bigger TV, but you are not allowed to watch sports on it. You have to go up into the office and watch on the 24-inch from now on, because if you're going to break a TV, it's not going to be the new expensive one.
Or she can go another way. Your anger problem has gotten out of control. It's time for me to upgrade. There's the door.
Fair enough. At ESPN, why even mention power or ranking in the same sentence as Ryan Day? Needs longevity first. Yeah, Lonzo said exactly that. And I think he's spot on. Look, he's a couple of seasons deep at Ohio State. It's not really time to issue a referendum. The guy got to the national championship this year, got to a playoff last year, and it does take time even for head coaches to continue to learn how
especially
to improve.
A new head coach. Keep in mind, when Urban Meyer came in there, there was no question. I mean, everyone was fine with putting him up there near the top because he had been up near the top before. Ryan Day is still, he's fairly new, and he needs 3 or 4 more seasons before you start throwing them in there with those other guys.
Good day to get outside and enjoy the sunshine. Oh, what's that? You want to still listen to the show? Well, do I have good news for you, hypothetical listener that I made up for this exact scenario. You can do just that. Put the radio.com app on your phone or tablet. You can take us outside and listen to the station live with you. Just go to radio.com, get the app, or go to radio.com/ESPN Upstate/listen. Click the purple play button, and you can take us with you outside while you're sitting out enjoying the nice weather under the blue skies, while you're over in the gym. By the way, go to our website as well, ESPNUpstate.com, updated every day with the news and info that impacts you as an Upstate South Carolina sports fan, and click on the podcast button. You can download every hour of both live local shows, the Rob Brown Show with Rob and Lonzo, Offsides with Mark Ryan and Diesel. Download every hour of every show. Take us with you as you go in podcast form. We're just here to make your life better. You are welcome. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776 is the number as we continue to break down last night's national championship win. Look, it was everything that you needed to know, that Alabama just dominated Ohio State from start to finish. But there was one particular play that when it happened, you kind of thought, okay, it's over. Even when Alabama took a lead, had Ohio State at 17, got themselves up to 28, you thought, all right, you kind of felt like maybe there was still something coming. Maybe there was the possibility that if they came out strong in the second half, got a stop and a quick touchdown, they could turn it around. But when this play happened, it was all she wrote. Mac Jones drops back in the pocket. He's looking for the big man who's been going huge all day, and this play came out of it.
Play action. Jones steps up right down the middle of the field. It's touchdown. Devontae Smith cannot be stopped. A truly special performance by the Heisman Trophy winner. Three touchdowns in the first half.
As you heard Chris Fowler say, that was the third touchdown of the game for a man who only played in the first half of the game. After the game, Matt Jones was asked, where do you rank in all time as far as college football teams go? And Max said, well, as far as he concerns, there's only one spot.
I think we're the best team to ever play. I mean, there's no team that will ever play SEC schedule like that again. But at the same time, we're just so happy to have won this game and kind of put the icing on the cake. You know, there was not a lot of pressure. We just wanted to go out there and play the game that we've been playing since we were all 5 years old. So we did that really well. And I think you just have to give credit where credit's due.
Zoe, am I a bad radio host for not wanting to have the who's the greatest football team at the college level of all time, and is it this year's Alabama team? Because I really just want to have a few months to sit back and really dwell on what this team was before we start ranking them alongside 2019 LSU, alongside 2018 Clemson, alongside 2013 FSU, etc. I don't want to have that conversation yet. I know it's a big one. It's been lighting up Twitter all night. Maybe I'm being a little short-sighted by not jumping into the discussion of, is this team the best college team of all time? But I just feel like it's too early to have that discussion the night after they won the championship.
It wasn't an Alabama reporter who asked that question. Just curious about that, who asked the question of Mac Jones. And I got to say, his voice is a little annoying to me because he's too nonchalant and not arrogant about it. If you're going to say this is the best of all time, there needs to be something behind it. Needs to be a little venom, a little something. I don't know. And maybe I'm more offended because it's so matter of fact that he said that. I don't know.
I like that Lonzo's critique is he wasn't boastful enough.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're the best, I mean, I guess that's just me. What can
I say? Of all the people that I work with in the building, or out of the building, I guess, technically now. Of all the people that I share these radio airwaves with, Lonzo, if you asked me yesterday to put a dollar down on what host was going to come out today and say that Alabama wasn't boastful enough in proclaiming themselves the greatest college football team of all time, it would not have been you.
See, I'm full of surprises. There you go.
I guess so. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a very good football team. And again, I think talent-wise, you're looking at five at least, maybe six, long shot at seven first-round NFL draft picks on that team. You can go back to, 2001 Miami that I think ultimately ended up having like seven guys that would become Pro Bowlers in the NFL. That was a pretty good squad. 2013 FSU in terms of efficiency in the numbers was one of the most efficient offenses of all time. 2018 Clemson, same story. Last year's LSU team. This year's Alabama team established dominance. I think they had one game that was a single-digit game. They won by an average of 20-plus points in every other game. There was only one game that they didn't score 40 points in, and they scored 38 in that one. Every statistic that you look at, this Alabama team was clearly something special. And I do want to add one more thing to this, and then we'll take a break. And I want your thoughts on this, Lonzo. The big conversation last night, and it's been going all year long, was, does this year's national championship winning football team deserve to have an asterisk put next to their name because of the pandemic they played through this year? After the dominance we saw last night, Zoe, I'm going to say very simply, no. That Alabama team does not need an asterisk next to their name. They were clearly far and away the best college football team of the year. They played through every challenge that every other team played through and dominated everybody in their path. There's no asterisk needed next to this team.
If you're one of those people out there, a host, a fan, whatever, saying that, stop it. It's ridiculous. If anything, they should get a star by their championship because of what they had to endure to get there. I mean, we've all had to endure something, unless you're like 100 years old. This is the first time in our lifetime we've had to deal with something like this. And these kids are out there, and they did what they did, and they made it through to the end of the season. Stop it with your asterisks. You're just trying to, it's just clickbait and just ridiculous. Stop it.
844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us, 71307 is the text line number. Start your text with ESPN so it filters through to us. Alabama knock off the Buckeyes of Ohio State to bring home Nick Saban's, I don't even remember what number it is, if trophy. He has a lot of them. I compared him earlier today, Lonzo, to he's Thanos. He's the Thanos of college football. Has some fans, particularly all wearing the same colors as him, a fistful of very bright jewelry on one hand, and of course, he is inevitable. I can't think of a more apt comparison for Nick Saban than Thanos from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Except for Saban's a little more likable than Thanos.
Yeah, it depends on who you ask.
I guess so.
It depends on who you ask.
For the most part, I really like Saban. I like his commercials. I like the fact that he's a winner. And if you don't like a winner, what's that make you?
You know, that's an interesting question. And I'm glad you brought it up. When I worked,
don't throw your Tom Brady at me because I don't want to hear that.
Not at all.
I was talking to the people know who I'm talking to.
Even though I'd absolutely like to scratch that. I'd absolutely love to throw Tom Brady at you because thank you for bringing up my own argument for you.
If you throw him at me, I'm going to move and watch him hit the wall.
I have worked with Nick Saban in the past. When I broadcasted down in Florida, the station I was on was a radio partner with the Alabama Crimson Tide. We carried all the Alabama games. And so every couple of months, I was able to get Nick Saban on the radio with us. Nick Saban's not a guy that wastes time with pleasantries. And he's not a... If you can't do anything to benefit Nick Saban, he's got nothing for you, right? If you're a former player, then Nick Saban will go out of his way to help you. But if you can't do anything to benefit Nick Saban, he doesn't have any time for you. That's because his mindset 100% of the time is, what can I be doing better right this very second in order to make my team more well off? And that's his mindset 24/7, 365. Nick Saban's a guy that I would call to set up an interview for, and you'd get him on the phone. Hey, Coach, is this Coach Saban?
Yep.
Hey, Coach Rob Brown with the blah, blah, blah radio network over here in Destin. Got you set up for about 10 minutes on the phones. You still good to go for that?
Yep.
Great, Coach. Appreciate your time. Hang on for me. We'll get you on in just a minute. And that's the setup. That's the conversation. But every guy who's ever played for him loves him to death. Loves him to death. And that is something, you know, there are traits that you look for from college coach to college coach that you want to compare and contrast with the great one. Bobby Bowden has this trait. Bear Bryant didn't have this trait earlier in his career, but by the end of his career, do you remember when there was a show on ESPN about his early days at Texas A&M? Did you ever watch The Junction Boys, Lonzo?
Sounds familiar, but I'm not sure I did.
The Junction Boys was about Bear Bryant's start at Texas A&M, his first couple of years there with the Aggies. And it was a drama. It was reenacted, obviously, but at the end they had interviews with former Bear players and family members and all that. And it was about how ridiculously tough Bear Bryant was on his players. I mean, like, that was back in the two-a-days, no water, no conditioning, no rest, no nothing. If you passed out, we leave you there on the field till you wake up. But every player came back and said he had a love for us at the end of the day that benefited us for years.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.